Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the Gospel of John, John chapter 14, beginning at verse 1. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There's more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. And you know the way to where I am going. No, we don't, Lord, Thomas said. We have no idea where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you had really known me, you would know who my Father is. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. Jesus replied, Have I been with you all this time, Philip? And yet you still don't know who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to show him to you? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I speak are not my own, but my Father, who lives in me, does his work through me. Just believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe because of the work you have seen me do. I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, you also will live. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. Judas, not Judas Iscariot, but the other disciple with that name, said to him, Lord, why are you going to reveal yourself only to us and not to the world at large? Jesus replied, All who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them. Anyone who doesn't love me will not obey me. And remember, my words are not my own. What I am telling you is from the Father who sent me. I'm telling you these things now while I'm still with you. But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Remember what I told you. I'm going away, but I will come back to you again. If you really loved me, you would be happy that I'm going to the Father, who is greater than I am. I have told you these things before they happen, so that when they do happen, you will believe. I don't have much more time to talk to you, because the ruler of this world approaches. He has no power over me, but I will do what the Father requires of me, so that the world will know that I love the Father, so that the world will know that I love the Father. Come, let's be going. All of John chapter 14. Father, thank you once again for the wonderful and the blessed ministry of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful way in which he saves us, makes us brand new, and empowers us to be faithful disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the chance of being and the opportunity to be vessels your Holy Spirit can use. Fill us all anew with your Spirit. Lord, set us on fire afresh of the fire of the Holy Spirit, and empower us to live a lifestyle where we're burning for you in the power of the fire of the Holy Spirit every day of our lives. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to that Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. Isaac's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for the gift of faith. Thank you so much that there is so much more than our eyes can see. And thank you so much that you are active in all of it. Father, I know that you're present and that you're moving even now where we are. And Father, I ask that you'd help us to walk with your Holy Spirit in your presence as we go today. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We are honored to have with us once again by phone evangelist Herdiseen Gori. She's the pastor of Night Watch Ministries and also does quite a few other things in the kingdom of God. Evangelist Herdiseen, how are you today?
I'm doing well today, and thank you once again for inviting me back, even though I couldn't come in today. But just thank you once again for asking me to be on this broadcast with you.
Always a blessing to have you come on. I'm going to ask if you would take time to further share more about the work and the mission behind Night Watch Ministries. And then afterward, I want to ask you to pray for listeners that they would have ears to hear all that the Lord wants to say to them through the broadcast.
As you read John, the 14th chapter, there's so much that God has appointed each one of us to do. And I didn't realize that over the years how much he had appointed Night Watch to do. And as I have said each time I come on your broadcast, that the first time I came, it was about aborted women, post-aborted women, and how they struggle from the lie that the enemy have told them over the years and told them, oh, you know, this is the best way out. This is the best thing to do, and how they struggle. And so this is the first time I came on your broadcast. But from that, God have also is just dealing with so many broken people, dealing with people that struggling in so many different ways. So many are struggling, looking for something. They don't know exactly what they're looking for, but we know it's the Lord Jesus Christ. So Night Watch deal with prayer, fasting, reaching out to the prisoners, reaching out to the homeless, reaching out to the ones that's sick and can't get out, reaching out to the elderly, just reaching out to the one that's grieving over a loved one, going to the ones that laying on their deathbeds and praying that they will come to Christ. Many will and many have. Mm-hmm. So Night Watch is about just so many different things, but being appointed and guided by the Holy Spirit, and this is the reason I rejoice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Would you pray for our listeners at this time?
And right now, Holy Spirit, thank you once again for your presence being with us right now. You are not limited to the four walls. You are not limited to one place, Father. You're with us no matter where we are. You're with us even though I'm not in the studio, but you're with us right now and with the one who's listening in right now. And Father, open the eyes of each individual understanding so they can see your deep, deep love for them and how you just pull them and keep pulling them to Jesus' breast. And right now, for the ones who's listening, no matter when it may be, tomorrow, today, a year from now, Father, pull them to Jesus' breast. And Father, let them know that deep, deep love that you have for them. And I just think about Psalms 42 as a deer panther after the water. Father, right now, let each one who's hurting, one that's broken, the one that's grieving, come to you, Lord Jesus, where there's comfort in your presence. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist. Just heard us sing. I would mention, too, just so that our listeners will know further how to pray for the ministry. Evangelist Herdesine is part of our board for the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center Ministry, our mobile pregnancy ministry. And, you know, Evangelist Herdesine, I think it's interesting for us to think about this. In the state of Mississippi, there are around 40-something or so pregnancy clinics, yet there are many, many in many other states. And, of course, that's a ministry that is found in many other nations as well. And in our culture today, the importance of pregnancy ministry is really, in a sense, increases with every passing day. And recently I was looking at a calendar that was put out by Heartbeat International, and it had pictures of beautiful babies and children. And under each one, it had a caption of, it said, "This child was saved through abortion pill rescue. This child was saved through such and such." And it mentioned a number of different circumstances, but each of the beautiful children's faces I was looking at almost apparently were close to getting aborted. So how important it is for us as the church to recognize that God doesn't want to lose any of his children. He wants every single one of them. So the need for the church to get so much more vitally involved in the work of standing for life and against abortion is so important. Would you pray for the ministry of pregnancy clinics in our nation and our world, and for the pro-life cause in general as well?
Yes, and Father, innocent lives, and each one you have created and ordained before the foundation of the world. And Father, right now, thank you for each mobile unit that goes out. Thank you for each clinic that's open. Thank you for each ultrasound, Father, that shows the beauty of life even in the womb. And thank you for giving man the knowledge so we can see the child in the womb clapping their hands and holding their hands. And Father, right now, that you let us see the importance of life and let us see that life begins at conception. And Father, right now, the ones right now that, oh, Father, thinking that abortion is the easiest way, Father, guide them to a clinic, Lord. Guide them to a mobile unit, Lord, that they can see and hear and be ministered to. And, Father, right now, just bless each clinic, each mobile unit, Father, to do your will. And, Holy Spirit, wherever you are, Father, your presence, Lord, oh, things would change right now. And we thank you right now for what you're doing in each clinic and the one that had the vision to start the mobile units, Lord Jesus. And just keep them in your care and guide them as only you can, Father. In your holy name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And Father, too, thank you for the privilege all of us as believers have of being involved in the wonderful work of helping to save babies, to help stand for life and stand against the tragedy of abortion. Lord, do a perfect work in the heart of every listener. Stir us all more and more to have ears to hear and eyes to see what you'd have each one of us to do to help get involved with the work of standing for life and ending the tragedy of abortion, and help us to faithfully carry that out. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest today is Evangelist Herdesine Gorey of Night Watch Ministries. We'll be right back.
Broken and made me whole. How can I
music of Covenant Church with I Will Lift Up My Eyes. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Want to make an announcement and a request once again to our listeners, if you'll be lifting up in prayer. Some of our listeners know that I have the privilege of doing a workshop called Walk Through the Bible, connected to the national ministry Walk Through the Bible. We'll be doing two of those in this coming week, next week, one at a correctional facility and another one at specifically in Jackson, Mississippi, on Saturday the 22nd, February the 22nd at 9 a.m. At Pearl Street AME Church, we'll be doing a Walk Through the Bible, 9 a.m. on that morning. I want to ask if all of our listeners will pray for the Lord to anoint each of these two seminars with a tremendous anointing for people to be saved, for people to be revived. And one of the goals behind this event is to set people on fire with a passion to read the Word of God every day. This workshop does take you all the way through the Old Testament in a couple sessions and helps you see how that the Bible is one story, God's glorious and grand story. So if you see where you can come and be with us at Pearl Street in Jackson, Mississippi, 9 a.m., we'd be glad to have you to come. That address is 2519 Robinson Street, Jackson. But if you can't be there, please pray. Send your prayers. Pray for the Lord to mightily anoint it and to do a perfect work in the heart of every attendee. Evangelist Curtis, I'm going to ask you, would you take a moment before we move into sharing about one of your powerful books? Would you pray for these two events for us, please?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I was praying for them this morning.
All right.
They are so important. And right now, Holy Spirit, once again, we are just asking you to go before Pastor Parker to the correction center, Father, to the church, Father, and especially the correction center, because, Father, to let them know, to let them know that they are not forgotten and you're using him there as your hand and as your feet, Lord, to show the ones that's incarcerated, Father, even though they are incarcerated, even though they are behind locked doors, that you can still use them and they're still a wonderful purpose for their lives. And thank you for sending him there, Father. And Father, go before him to Jackson, Father, and let wonderful, wonderful works take place there, Father. Because, oh, it's all about a soul. A soul is the most important thing to you, Lord Jesus. And Father, thank you for using Pastor Parker in a mighty way, Lord Jesus, that there will be an overflow of your presence and for us, Father, an overflow of the ones who will run to you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you right now, Father. In your holy name, I give you praise, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Curtis. Couple titles of books you've written. Of course, the one I mentioned a few minutes ago is one of your more recent books, Daily Words from Heaven, Morning Bird Songs, is one. But one that you wrote some time ago, and we've had you on the broadcast where you shared about the message, is entitled My Daily Adventures with God. Would you take a few moments to share with our listeners what the title of the book and what the message behind your book, My Daily Adventures with God. Tell our listeners about that book.
And as you read John, the 14th chapter, when Jesus said he was leaving a comforter, sending back the comforter to be with us, that the world wouldn't understand it, and the world would not receive him. But over all the years of my life, yes, I was in church, matter of fact, the pastor of the church when my parents were pregnant with me named me and named me after his daughter. But all those years, I had been going to church, teaching classes, singing, but still, I really, really didn't see exactly who Jesus was and hadn't experienced that special touch from the Holy Spirit. So in 2007, I had that close walk with him, and he would take me after one night when I stopped breathing, and he restored my breath, and I called it, he gave me new life. And at that particular time, my eyes were open to see him. And I had prayed Ephesians 1:18 for years for him to open the eyes of my understanding. So each day, he would take me, and I didn't realize it, but I had to go, and I had to record what he said. And each day I would have to go out, because I always have loved to walk, and I love to walk out of land, and I would walk in our pasture, and I would just walk in different places on the land, and I would just sit, and I would just, he would direct my eyes to the birds, he would direct my eyes to the water, he would direct my eyes to the fish feeding in the pond, and how they would jump up, and when you throw food out, and how they would jump up to get the food. Mm-hmm. And he would just direct me how the leaves would even sway on the trees, and how just so many things, and I would watch, and I would look, and he was opening my eyes at that particular time, and I didn't realize it. So each day, I would have to go out, and he would carry me to different places, and I would record what he said. And I would realize, and he showed me then, he had opened my eyes to see him in my surroundings. And everything I would put my eyes on would speak of him. And I would come back in, and I would go to my scripture, because it was as if reading the word of God, it was just like food to me. I just could not get enough. Mm-hmm. And you know how they call Jesus a gluttony. Well, I was just filling myself up. I was glutting over the word of God, and I would just linger in it. And he would, everything I would see, he would carry me to a scripture that supported everything he said. So each day, for 33 days, he would carry me out, and I would walk with him, and he would speak to me, and I would write down what he would say. And then I carried, I remember, I wasn't going to have the book published, and I was talking to this lady. We went to, because I was with World Vision at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
And the company published the book had a representative there. And so anyway, I was talking to her, and I sent everything in to her. And I said, well, what do you think about this book? Do you think it would, you know, would someone would read it? Oh, she said, oh, maybe the old but the young won't. And mm-hmm. I was almost discouraged. But mm-hmm. then I went on, and the book was published. And everyone that read the book, and still today, almost 20 years later, people still speak of that book and how their eyes were open mm-hmm. to see God in his surroundings.
Okay. Well, is it like if a listener was wanting to get a copy, is it still in print or it's out of print?
It's out of print, but I still have copies. I can have it printed, mm-hmm. and but I still have copies. And if anyone wants to get a copy, they can. As a matter of fact, I even, because I volunteer in hospitals now since my husband passed, and mm-hmm. I even take the book to with me, and I always leave a supply of books there for everyone who ever want to read. And so each week I go back, and the table is empty. So I carry new books in each week. Mm-hmm. So anyone that want to get it can get it from me. I think I still have a few left.
Okay. Did you want to share an email, or how should they be in touch with you if they want to get a copy of the book?
Then my email address is hurtisine@bellsouth.net.
Okay, I'll spell Hurtisine for our listeners.
Hurtisine at bellsouth.net.
All right. And again, the title of the book is My Daily Adventures with God, correct?
My Daily Adventures with God, and that was written in 2007.
Okay. Was that your first book?
That was my first, first one that I published. It mm-hmm. wasn't, because I've always just jotted down things, but that was the first one that I published, and that was in 2007. And mm-hmm. matter of fact, that's the one that the Holy Spirit had me to publish. And also, he always would take me, and I would take pictures. I have thousands and thousands and thousands of pictures. Mm-hmm. And so often we limit the Holy Spirit and what he shows us and how he manifests himself. Mm-hmm. And I was so hungry at the time. That's what I call it. I was so hungry for more of his presence.
Mm-hmm.
I was just, it was as if I was desperate Mm. I just had to be in his presence. And he would take me also, and I would walk the land, and I would take pictures. Mm-hmm. And he started showing me visions in my pictures, and he would show me, even from Ezekiel, he would show me in the lion's head and the eagle in the pictures that I would take. And mm-hmm. That's the way it started in the beginning, because he started revealing himself to me as I would take pictures. And I would carry so many films in every place I would go to carry at Walmart, and then the other places that was developing films at that time. Mm-hmm. They even knew me by name and knew when I was coming in, because I have thousands and thousands. It was just like I had to see God, and he showed himself to me through the pictures I would take.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think of this too. Birdie and I have sometimes, when we've had a chance to come by your home, always enjoy seeing your house in it, because people that have visited you, of course, know that you have, you call them, they're called Corinthian bells. Is that right?
Corinthian bells, yes.
Tell our listeners about your Corinthian bells.
Well, Corinthian bells, I received a gift one Christmas, I guess, some years ago. And a Corinthian bell is tuned to a musical note. Mm-hmm. So I have all the musical scales, mm-hmm. and I have everyone hanging on my porch. So when the wind blows, it's like you can just hear music through the wind. If it's storming, you can hear music through the wind, mm-hmm. because each Corinthian bell sings a different note.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, it may be a matter of time before your house does become a national landmark of sorts, and then because, of course, the Corinthian bells are chimes that are so beautiful to listen to, but also just the bird feeders you have in your yard, the windmills and the different things, that it's a beautiful place just to come and just sit and, well, as you referred to, listen to God, commune with God, and just spend time in his presence. And so it's a neat experience to get a chance to come by your house, though. So,
well, thank you.
Would you pray for the prayer lives of all of our listeners? You know, that's something that I think as believers, in all my years in the ministry, everyone can use help when it comes to prayer. And the fact is, all of us really need to pray, I believe, more. Would you pray for the prayer lives of listeners?
But let me back up for just a moment before I pray.
Okay.
You mentioned about people coming to sit on my porch. Matter of fact, people have called me and asked me if they could come, because people that have been diagnosed with cancer, mm-hmm. had never met them before, but maybe their husband would come that was doing something for a gas company or whatever. And they would hear the bells, and then I would get a message if I could bring my wife by, and she's frightened because she have a diagnosis of cancer. And so they'll come and sit on my porch, and mm-hmm. then people that's men that's depressed will come and sit, and they'll just, then some will come even if I'm not home. I would tell them, well, I'll be home in whatever time. And I get here, and might be a person sitting on my porch just listening to the Corinthian bells.
Mm. So just, in other words, when people come by, the Holy Spirit just ministers to them through the ministry of the bells, as well as the other things that you actually have placed in your yard. Is that's kind of what you're sharing, right?
That's what, exactly. And so when the bells are singing with the wind, then I will record it and send it to some that's, matter of fact, in different places that's struggling with cancer, the doctors told them that they'll never walk again, or there are different things that take place. And I just send it out to that person. Mm-hmm. And so many have been healed from just listening to those Corinthian bells, which is not me. It's the Holy Spirit singing mm-hmm. through those bells, which is his breath.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's powerful just to consider. So I tell you, we're coming up on a break, but on the other side of the break, I'm going to ask if you'll go ahead and pray on the other side again for the prayer lives of our listeners. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest today is Evangelist Herdasene Gori of Night Watch Ministries. We'll be right back. Music from Elevation Worship with Grateful. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Thank you, Lord, for all those that are part of our listening family today. And thank you for all those we lifted up in prayer today as well, Father. Lord, today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Our phone guest today is Evangelist Herdiseen Gorey of Night Watch Ministries. Evangelist Herdiseen, would you take time now specifically to pray for the prayer lives of all those that are part of our listening family?
And Father, right now, you know exactly how to pull us closer to you and exactly how to speak to our hearts. And right now, Lord Jesus, the ones who think their prayers are insignificant, Lord, touch them in a special way. The ones that think they can't pray, Lord, show them the way. Because you are our guide, you are our teacher, Father, and you encourage us in so many different ways. And I'm reminded, as you told Joshua, to be courageous and not to fear. And Father, right now, so often too many fear that they can't pray. But right now, Lord Jesus, speak to them as only you can speak to them, and you speak to us in so many different ways. And Father, right now, open the eyes of their understanding so they will know how important their prayer life is with you, and that is communicating with you. And Father, I thank you for this opportunity, Father, to bring each individual before you right now, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, to thank you for all those that we've lifted up in prayer today and all those that are part of our listening family. Lord, set each of our prayer lives on fire afresh of your Holy Spirit. More and more, stir us to be a people that live a prayer-filled life. Teach us how to do that. And Lord, help us to know, Lord, that time spent reading and meditating on your word is a powerful and an important part of our prayer life, our time of communing with you, listening to you, enjoying and fellowshipping with you in your word. And help us to be committed to filling our lives with both time in your word, time in prayer, time of listening and walking with you each and every day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Isaac, our producer, he wanted to share something. So Isaac, go right ahead.
So a lot of what y'all have been talking about has been about just sitting in the presence of God in these beautiful places. And it just makes me think a lot of Jesus getting up early in the mornings and going to gardens, going to mountains, like going to these very picturesque places just to commune with the Father, which honestly, I think it carries a lot of weight for setting an environment for ourselves to spend time with the Father. So I wanted to backtrack a little bit to the Old Testament. When Sarah laughed when God told her she was going to have a baby, God says, "Why did you laugh?" She hadn't seen God do all of creation. She was looking at her immediate circumstances and wasn't able to tell that God can do whatever he wants. So she doubted in that moment. For Jesus is God, first off, and God is Jesus, right? So Jesus is surprised by two things, faith and lack of faith. So there is God seemingly surprised by Sarah's lack of faith and asking, "Why did you laugh?" So what do we do whenever we go to mountaintops, whenever we go to gardens, whenever we go to these picturesque places and just focus on the presence of the Holy Spirit and talking and communing with God? What we're doing is we're creating an environment for us to see the Creator so that we don't step into what Sarah just did. Because Sarah was so focused on her immediate circumstances of what she expected, she couldn't see the faith. She couldn't see the promise. She couldn't see God actually fulfilling that. And she laughed. But if we spend time in these environments, in our prayer closets, focusing on God's presence, just like really delving into the Creator as an artist, I think it becomes a lot easier for us to step into that faithful mindset.
Mm. Thank you for sharing that, Isaac. That's really insightful. And
I love the part about God being the artist.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love it whenever people say that. So if you've got an art piece, you generally think about the artist that made it, right? And then we've live our regular lives driving our cars, looking at computer screens, watching movies. We think about the people that made the computers, the people that made the movies. We think about our bosses whenever we're given a project at work. But whenever we go and look at creation, we think about the author of that. And we just need to do that more.
You're right. Evangelist Hurston, you were going to share something in response to that as well?
I love where you said that God is the artist, and so many people don't, a lot of people, I can say, don't even think their prayers are either they're worthy of God even listening to them. And they will come to you and say, will you pray for me? And, you know, they think they can't pray for themselves. And that's the saddest thing about it, because the enemy have lied to so much that people think they are unworthy to even pray for themselves. And just like Isaac said, Sarah was so busy looking at the circumstances that she forgot who God really is. And there was an incident when I went in, I must share, last week when I went in to volunteer. And there was a lady and her husband sitting with her mother-in-law. And so they went through the whole situation with the mother. And so she looked at me, and with, I don't know what I had said, something I had said. And she looked at me with tears in her eyes, and she said, told me that her son committed suicide in December.
Mm.
And tears were, you know, coming from my eyes. And I just took her hand and just prayed for her. And I told her, there's no way I could tell her I knew how she felt, because I didn't. So in a way, one thing went to another. And so I was getting ready to, as a matter of fact, I was leaving out of the room. And then I stopped, and I went into my case that I carry, and I took out this book, and I turned around and I gave it to her. And so I left out of the room, and so when I was in the hall in another room, when I was coming out, the husband was coming in the hall looking for me and asking me if I would come back to the room, and I did. And she said, ever since my son shot himself and killed himself, I have always kept a notebook. And no matter where I go, I have a notebook and I record everything. But I left my notebook at home this morning. And I kept telling my husband, I got to go get a notebook. I got to go buy a notebook. I got to go buy a notebook. And say, you were walking out and you stopped and you turned around and you gave me this book. You left out of the room. And I looked at it. And so my husband said, is that a journal? She opened it up, and it was a prayer journal for her to record. That's how the Holy Spirit, because I told her, the Holy Spirit always tells me who to give certain things to, and that he told me to give to her.
That's right. Mm. You know, as believers, we're always wise to live in a listening mode, because the Holy Spirit has work to do everywhere. And our job is to be vessels that he can use in any place to get his work done. So thank you for sharing that so much then. And I think of this, you know, in relation to both listening to God and, well, actually, and it relates to something that Isaac mentioned too. Mark 1:35 comes to my mind, and it says these words about the Lord Jesus. Before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray. And of course, typically, obviously, that would be out maybe in the woods or just out by himself. But Jesus is our supreme example for everything. And if he got up early in the morning and went off by himself to pray, how important it is for us to be wise enough to get by ourselves and spend time in prayer as well. So
exactly.
All of us need to make prayer the priority God is calling us to make it, because so much good happens when we really make prayer a priority. So, Evangelist Hurdison, our time is just about gone. Any last word you'd like to share in the last about minute or so?
I just want everyone to know sometimes you become weary and become worried and seem as if things are just not going the way it should go. And so many people give up because of that. But the Holy Spirit is with us, and he's seeking. And I always say he runs us down to sing over us, to give us the peace that we need. And he just waited, and I just can imagine Jesus' arm wide open, just saying, come unto me, ye who are weary and heavy laden. And his arms are wide open, just like the Father asked his children when they were around the table. If Jesus was here, what would you ask him? His son said one thing, and one said another. But his daughter looked at him and said, I would ask Jesus for a hug. And that's what I would ask him for. Jesus, just hug me in your love. And he's willing to do so for each one of us.
Mm. Amen. Would you share your email one more time? If someone wants to get a copy of either the books or maybe just to be in touch with you, could you share the email one last time?
HurdisSing@BayOutSouth.net. And they can also get in touch with me on my Facebook page, HurdisSing Gorey.
All right. Well, Evangelist Hurdison, thank you so much for being with us. And please keep up the great work as you continue to let the Lord use you and use the ministry of Night Watch Ministries. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. And my encouragement to you is that each of us, may we really take to heart the example of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, getting up early in the morning, going off by ourselves, or going into our prayer closet and spending time one-on-one with the Lord in prayer. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you know you have never made the eternally important decision of asking Jesus to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior and to save you, today is a good day, a great day to make that step. Would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us now and invite Jesus Christ to save you and make you brand new? If you would, please pray this with us even now. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to obey your word daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please get in touch with us. We want to share with you literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, joseph@afr.net. Please pray much for Evangelist Hurdison Gorey and the work and ministry of Night Watch Ministries as well. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.